Sandro. Welcome to this keynote session. As Sandro said, our speaker today is Professor Maria Asunciao Flores, who is an associate professor with qualification at the University of Minas, Portugal. She received her PhD at the University of Nottingham in the United Kingdom, and she was a visiting scholar at the University of Cambridge in the United Kingdom between 2008 and 2009. Her research interests include teacher professionalism and identity, teacher education and professional development, teacher appraisal and change, as well as higher education. She has published extensively on these topics, both nationally and internationally. She is currently chair of the International Study Association on Teachers and Teaching, and is the past chair of the Board of Directors of the International Council on Education for Teaching. She is executive editor of the journal Teachers and Teaching Theory and Practice, and also deputy editor of the journal European Journal of Teacher Education.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good morning. Thank you for the introduction. First of all, I would like, of course, to thank the local organizers, and I need my glasses, of the TEPE Conference 2016 to be here in this wonderful venue and to give me this opportunity to share with you some thoughts about teacher education. And it is a privilege for me to be here with Professor Kenneth Wayne. And it would be a difficult job for me because after two very insightful keynote addresses that we had yesterday and the day before yesterday. So I will try to share with you some of my thoughts and reflections about teacher education. And the title of my talk is Integrating Research, Theory and Practice in Teacher Education, New Contexts, New Challenges. And I will be talking mainly about the post-Bologna context in Europe. And I would like to draw on a project that I was involved in recently about curriculum in initial teacher education. So my argument is that redefinition of university and school roles with a growing emphasis on strong, coherent and supportive partnerships is clearly at the heart of challenging the binary of theory and practice through a research-based design. As such, combining teaching and research and promoting teaching practice as a space of transformation rather than a process of adaptation or of application of theory may well represent a move forward towards a more consistent, coherent and solid practicum, along with explicit connections with the other teacher education curriculum components. So let me share with you a brief overview of my talk. I will start with a very brief introduction, and I will then say a few words about the post-Bologna context in its initial and its challenges for initial teacher education, and I will draw, of course, from my context, other contexts, especially the Portuguese context, because I think context matters and it is important to give an overview of what is happening in my country in this regard. Then I will move on to talk about initial teacher education curriculum from an international perspective to highlight some trends and tensions. The research dimension in initial teacher education is something that I would like to focus on, and I know that this is a controversial issue in initial teacher education. There are, of course, different perspectives about research and how do we understand research in initial teacher education. And we know that inquiry-based teacher education has long been advocated, but it is far from representing a common approach and faces various challenges. So I will come to that later. Then I would like to talk a little bit about my context, as I said, and to share with you what we have been trying to do in Portugal to make the best of difficult circumstances in post-Bologna context. And I will try to share with you the case of the master's degree in teaching at the University of Minas, and I will end this talk with some final thoughts. Let me start with the issue of relevance and diversity in teacher education, and the first keynote talked about relevance. in teacher education, so I do share some of your concerns in this regard, but here I would like to stress the paradox. As teacher education has been seen as essential to foster teacher quality, to foster quality of teaching and learning, but at the same time there have been policies that lead to undervalue the role of teacher education and teacher educators, and in some contexts the role of universities and the schools as sites of professional learning. What I would like to stress is that despite this, it is possible to identify in international literature two key issues. Teacher education can make a difference in quality teachers and quality teaching in schools, and teacher education needs to be seen as a continuum within a lifelong perspective. And of course, you have talked also about that. However, although teacher education is seen as a key element in efforts to improve teaching and student learning and achievement, diversity in its content and form, including different modes of government intervention, has been identified in Europe and elsewhere as an area for more serious consideration. Contradictory trends coexist in many contexts. For instance, a move towards higher qualification for teachers at a master's degree level, for instance, in Finland, Portugal, and in Malta, but much of the time being associated with greater emphasis on the research component, whilst at the same time the development of a more pragmatic, short, and school-based orientation. For instance, some programs in the UK, USA, and also Australia. So we'll look at the existing teacher education programs in Europe, but also elsewhere, reveals that there is a diversity of models, of contexts and paths to teaching, which are also related to different ways of looking into the university and school's role in the process of learning to teach, and of course to different conceptions of school, curriculum, teacher's role, etc. And here the structure and organization of teacher education thus influence the kinds of experiences for professional learning that are provided to student teachers. In other words, the key components of teacher education curriculum depend on the structures that underpin them. As Craig recently argued, the structure of education is not only shaped by history, culture, and economics, but increasingly dictated by politics. And this can be seen, of course, in the European context, the Bologna process and other EU documents. It is also important to stress that there have been growing concerns on the quality and effectiveness of teacher education programs. And this is certainly the case in many contexts, and sure in my context too. So the question is, what counts as quality in teacher education? It is possible to identify different ways of understanding teacher quality and teacher education quality in diverse contexts. For instance, in Europe, quality teachers have been described as, and if we look at the EU documents, so quality teachers have been described as those equipped with the ability to integrate knowledge, handle complexity, and adapt to the needs of individual learners as well as groups. And quality initial teacher education is associated with teachers' knowledge, skills, and commitment. There is a cross-national study on teacher education, which is interesting in nine European countries, not only European countries, but in nine countries, about initial teacher education quality. And the report identifies a number of principles underpinning quality teacher education, particularly the quality of knowledge integration, opportunities for observation, thoughtful feedback and critical reflection on classroom and school situations, and professional values and identity. So if there is consensus on the importance of quality initial teacher education for improving teaching and learning, there is less agreement on how to define and assess quality. Cultural differences, traditions and historical and social factors have to be taken into account in order to understand how teacher education has evolved over the years in different contexts. So, by and large, teacher education has been paradoxically seen as a panacea to improve education and teaching and learning in schools, but at the same time it has been subjected to criticism, which called into question its effectiveness in preparing high quality teachers for the 21st century. So in this context, we might ask a number of questions. What kinds of teachers are to be trained, or are we trying to train, or do you want to train? How is teachers' role in curriculum development understood? What are the key competencies and attitudes, dispositions, and knowledge required of a teacher? How do the different components of the curriculum articulate and impact on pre-service professional learning? How does initial teacher education curriculum support student teachers' identity development? I think the issue of professional identity within during initial teacher education is a key issue in order to maybe to reflect on the quality and also on the development of teacher education programs. So I think these are important questions, especially if one advocates for a vision of teacher as a professional and teaching as a complex profession. Teaching is about the technical dimension, of course, but it is also about the social and moral issues and professional values. So it's about professional identity. So the question is, how do these different elements are included in teacher education programs? Not only does teacher education need to be understood within the political, social, cultural, and economic contexts in which it is embedded, but it also requires cognizance of the conceptual and epistemological assumptions underpinning its curriculum models and organizational systems. So in general, if you look at different programs, we can find that subject matter along with pedagogical content knowledge and practice are included in teacher education programs, but according to Kansanen, focusing on the Finnish context, how to build a dynamic and successful curriculum founded on these elements is apparently the key to getting good teachers into the education system of the country. Changes in teacher education worldwide have been driven by globalization and by governmental pressure to enhance the quality of teachers and teaching and to align it with the changes in school curriculum in many cases as a result of international assessments, and this is certainly the case of Portugal, but also as a consequence of the social, scientific, technological, and cultural transformations which make teaching a much more complex profession. Thus, understanding the nature of the changes in teacher education curriculum entails the consideration of the role of school, the conception of curriculum itself, and teachers' role in its development, the views of education and teaching, and the vision of the outcome for citizens. So it is possible to identify both the convergences and divergences in initial teacher education curriculum internationally, for instance, related to the great diversity in terms of its structure, focus, and pedagogy worldwide, with varying modes of governmental involvement. A report on teacher education curriculum in the European Union points to considerable variation in the skills and competencies required for the teaching profession in the official documents in different countries. The report reveals that subject competencies, pedagogical competencies, and integration of theory and practice are mentioned in all of the European Union countries' relevant documents, whereas quality assurance, mobility, leadership, and continuing lifelong learning are often left out. The same report also indicates that whereas in most European Union countries, national documents, laws and regulations stipulate general guidelines and frameworks for the organization of teacher education, higher education institutions are granted a degree of autonomy to develop their own curricula. So both consecutive and concurrent structures carry implications for the ways in which curriculum components were integrated, but all included some kind of field experience in a school setting. So existing literature also highlights the diversity with regard to the role and responsibility of universities and schools in the teaching practice component, ranging from schools playing a host role, workplacement model to share the responsibility between both institutions through to schools providing the entire training, school-based training. Another issue is the fragmentation and or integration of initial teacher education curriculum components and the relationship between schools, universities, and universities as sites for professional learning. Discrepancies between student teachers learn in their programs and their experience in clinical practice, as well as the binary opposition between schools and universities, have been well identified in existing literature. So a brief glimpse of the international literature pertaining to curriculum plans reveals that subject knowledge, subject didactic knowledge, general education studies, and practicum are generally present in initial teacher education programs. But there is great variation in regard to its location in the program and to their interaction to enhance preservers' teachers' professional learning. In most cases, it is up to the preservice teachers to make the necessary links between the different initial teacher education curriculum components. Related to this is the prevalence of the academic logic in some programs in detriment to the professional logic. Also, the nature of the academic culture, departmental organization at university, and the valorization of research to the detriment of teaching in terms of faculty career progression, and the individualistic working patterns related in many cases to promotion, which makes curriculum articulation and the coherence of initial teacher education rather difficult. Also, the separation between two institutional sites for learning, schools and universities, and consequently the ways in which professional practice is understood and put into practice are also identified. Again, the lack of articulation between discourse and practice is prevalent. In other words, initial teacher education curriculum is sometimes marked by fragmentation and the lack of articulation among its key components, mainly professional practice, which tends to be undervalued from an academic cultural stance, within a view of what Portuguese author Roald Dahl described as a mosaic plan within a cumulative logic, to the detriment of a project-driven perspective. Fragmentation has also been associated with the historical curricular separation between foundations and methods courses within initial teacher education, and in particular the disconnect between theoretical and practical knowledge, as well as tensions between the professional and academic logic of teacher education, and the curriculum organization of the time and space of each component in initial teacher education curriculum. In some European countries, the implementation of the Bologna process, according to some authors, has been used as a pretext to reduce the content and the length of teacher education programs. In some prescribed curriculum and pedagogies have been identified. A recent study, for instance, in Spain, highlighted a number of shortcomings in initial teacher education. Namely, the lack of quality, inadequate practices, difficulties in promoting learning, and the lack of preparedness for entering the teaching profession. So there is a need to make more explicit connections between the elements, the key components of initial teacher education curriculum. In many initial teacher education programs around the world, it is possible to identify courses and modules with a more didactic perspective and without a real research orientation. The most, of course, paradigmatic example of a research-based orientation that's been identified here in this program, discussed in this conference already, it's the Finnish case. And this broad-based teacher education curriculum encompasses well-balanced knowledge and skills in both theory and practice, according to a systematic continuum from the foundations of educational thinking to educational research methodologies, and then to move on to more advanced fields of educational sciences. So if we look at the curriculum plans of initial teacher education worldwide, it's interesting because we can see a diversity of ways of integrating, or not, the research into teacher education programs as well as integrated it into practice. The introduction of research into the curriculum in France has been, for instance, a strong feature identified by Lacoste and Chevalier, And the research action research component in the practicum has been seen as a positive aspect of the master degree in teaching in Portugal. In ITE programs in Europe and elsewhere, the research component varies. In some cases, it is non-existent. In other cases, it is not explicit in the curriculum, but it is up to the training institutions to foster the development of student-teachers' research components, for instance, during practicum. And in other cases, an explicit curriculum unit on research methods is included in the curriculum, as well as an inquiry approach to the practicum. And I would like to draw attention to a program in Brazil as an example of a strategy to foster the establishment of partnerships and between schools and universities and to enhance the research dimension in initial teacher education. The PBIT, as it is called, the Programa Institucional de Bolsa de Iniciação à Docência, so institutional program for grants to initiate teaching, which was launched in 2007. And the principles underpinning the PBIT included basing teacher education on teachers' work at school and on real experiences, combining theoretical and methodological teacher knowledge of higher education institutions and the practical and experienced knowledge of teachers in schools, paying attention to the multiple dimensions of the daily work of school and to research, aimed at solving practical situations and innovations in education, and promotion of dialogue and collaborative work, fostering the social nature of the teaching profession. So, for instance, in 2014, a total of more than 49,000 grants were in place in Brazil, of which 40,000 were granted to student teachers, 3,000 to coordinators, and 6,000 to supervisors in universities. It seems reasonable to suggest that a diverse array of research components have been realized through such a process. No doubt, some more school-related, others more university-centric, and those led by academics in collaboration with student teachers. In fact, recent empirical work in Brazil pertaining to PBIT has demonstrated the contribution it has made to the grant holders' identity development and to a form of preliminary induction into teaching through the raising awareness of the current complex conditions of being a teacher and the valorization of the teaching profession, as well as to fostering collaboration between schools and universities and to the consolidation of teacher professional knowledge. I was in Brazil last month, and it seems that this program is going to be changed because of the economic and the financial and social and political situation. And it seems it's going to narrow its focus, which is a shame because it was a very interesting program. So now I would like to move on to the Portuguese context in order to talk about some of these questions in a more detailed vision, in terms of focusing on, like I said, in my context, because we have been dealing with policy and institutional changes, which are quite challenging. And first of all, I would like to say that following the Bologna process, a new policy on initial teacher education was issued in Portugal in 2007, of course, aiming at contributing to valuing teacher social professional status and to improving the quality of teachers in order to face the challenges of training and education of Portuguese society. So the key assumptions of this new policy are the following: higher professional qualifications at the second cycle level, master degree level. So from preschool to secondary school, every single teacher needs to have a master degree in order to become a teacher. A curriculum based upon learning outcomes in the light of teacher performance. A research-based qualification. The importance of teaching practice, observation, and collaboration in teaching situations under the supervision of a mentor or supervisor. And school-university partnerships and quality assurance of teachers' qualifications and of initial teacher education. So in order to become a teacher, a three-year degree now is needed, we call it licenciatura, plus a master degree in teaching. usually a two-year degree program, varying from 90 to 120 credits. So this table summarizes the main key distinctive features of the initial teacher education programs before and after Bologna process in regard to the so-called integrated model of training, taking an example, the case of the University of Minho. So it is important to note that also the integration of its diverse different components was a distinctive feature of the integrated model, at least in theory. Research has shown that in practice the gap between theory and practice was prevailing in many cases. So within the new framework, as it implies a separation between training in the first cycle, first degree called the licenciatura, and the second cycle, master degree in teaching, this new configuration represents, for some authors, a drawback from previous models of teacher education. For instance, the integrated model of teacher education. And previously, the subject area, like English, biology, mathematics, etc., and the pedagogical component were distributed simultaneously throughout the course. So it was a four-year degree program plus 1 year of practicum. So the new model, however, emphasizes subject knowledge and didactics and the professional practice occurring mainly at universities, which implies, of course, less time spent in schools because it is more condensed. So added to this is the prevalence of the academic-oriented culture, which emphasizes knowledge fragmentation and individualism in detriment to the professional culture, which attends to the specific nature of learning to teach. Along with this are the nature of the academic culture, like I was saying, the organization of university departments and valorization of research within faculty careers, which makes curriculum articulation and coherence of initial teacher education projects rather difficult. So in this, the new another issue is that there is now between the... Because we have a first degree and then a second degree and master degree in teaching, there is a fragmentation between subject matter and educational sciences, because educational science or pedagogy only appears in the at master degree level. But there is this valorization of the research component and professional practice, because when it was tacitly understood that because it is a master degree, there is a research component integrated into it. So the new legislative scenario in Portugal stipulates the key components of ITU curriculum, which includes subject matter, general education, specific didactics, ethics, social and cultural dimensions of teaching, although with no specific credits attached to them, and professional practice. So by and large, there has been an emphasis on specific didactics and professional practice. Yes. So this new configuration, the ethical, like I said, the cultural, social, and ethical dimension receives no credits. So it's up to the institutions to develop this dimension within the other components of the initial teacher curriculum. So this new configuration of professional training results in a reduced time and space for practicum, which occurs only at master's level, with implications, of course, for professional identity development of student teachers, but also for the pedagogical activities that student teachers are able to do. In the previous model, 1 year teaching practice was provided for student teachers in a school, usually after 4 years of full-time study at university. So as Moreira and Vieira stated, the impact of this structural change is not yet clear. Will second cycle student teachers take teaching more seriously because they have more time to decide to become teachers? Or will they take it less seriously because their training is shorter? And will they be able to integrate subject with pedagogical knowledge now that these curricular components are clearly separated between two programs? First cycle and second cycle. So this remains to be seen, of course, but there have been efforts to make the best of difficult circumstances, especially in the context of practicum in year two of the master degree in teaching. So despite the strict legal framework that we have in Portugal, which higher education institutions have to organize their initial teacher education programs, it is possible, in my opinion, but we can discuss that, to make the best of it at the institutional level, namely as far as the research component during practicum is concerned. At the University of Minho, the goals of practicum are to promote a critical understanding and intervention in pedagogical contexts, to deepen the development of such subject matter and pedagogical competencies, to develop a research culture and collaboration in professional training, and to develop the integration of cultural, social, and ethical aspects in professional training. So in addition to this, there are three main dimensions associated with practicum, with professional profile of pre-service teachers: the conceptual dimension, the strategic dimension, and the axiological dimension, which are all of them present included in the practicum. The conceptual dimension relates to the theoretical framework of professional practice, including subject knowledge, didactics, general education knowledge, research, and context. The other dimension, strategic dimension, is associated with the methodological framework of professional practice, including process and techniques of analysis and development of subject knowledge and of teaching and learning, regulation and research of teaching, and understanding and transformation of intervention contexts in schools. The axiological dimension, which deals with the values of professional practice, including the ethical and political values that underpin educational action with its ethical and political implications. So currently, practicum is a curricular unit with 45 credits in year two, which includes different elements, like observation of professional context, integrating research into practicum, through development of pedagogical project at school. So student teachers go to school and they need to develop what we call a pedagogical project during 1 year, starting with observation, classroom observation, and then they need to implement and to develop and implement and evaluate the pedagogical project. They need to write up a portfolio of the development of the pedagogical project intervention in a school. They also need to do a final report in which they have to present and summarize the project intervention and the data they have collected, and to analyze all this data, and they have to defend this report in a public examination, which is something that is new regarding the previous model. There has been a change in the role of cooperating schools and the university, so there is a kind of partnership, but there is a new, different role for cooperating teachers, because they receive no pay, and because they don't have a reduction in the workload. So it makes difficult for now because of the economic and financial crisis, so they used to receive a reduced workload or an increase of pay, but now we have to manage to establish partnerships with schools and with teachers that are willing to participate in this kind of project. But they do receive a kind of mentoring. They receive a what we call a training program for free at university, and they come and we gather together every single year for the practicum component. So the practicum component also includes a reflective component, a reflective element, which is oriented towards student teachers' professional development under this idea of a democratic view of education, in order to link theory and practice, teaching and research. So the idea is for them in practicum to link theory, practice, teaching and research through the development of the pedagogical project. But of course there have been challenges in integrating research into practice. So some of the challenges related to research itself. First, the legal framework. So the new legal framework, framework which was issued in 2014, has abolished the research component. So the research component is not compulsory anymore. So it's up to the institute, it's up to the universities to include the research component in practicum. But, of course, there are other challenges. One challenge is that research demands time. And, of course, master degree in teaching is very condensed, especially a one-year practicum in a school. So condensing professional development in two-year master programs led to a reduction of time allocated to school-based practice, with potential negative effects upon students' preparation and opportunity to engage in pedagogical inquiry. So also there is a risk of making the practicum more academic, we try to avoid it, and less professional-oriented. For instance, by conceiving practicum reports as theoretical monographs on didactic topics or descriptions of empirical research unrelated to the pedagogical action. Also, supervisors and cooperating teachers need to reshape traditional roles and to expand professional competencies in order to become partners of pedagogical inquiry and renewal. In Portugal and elsewhere, recent educational reforms have tended to promote a rather performative outcomes-based ideology that undervalues the moral and political dimension of teaching. So these managerial school cultures may undermine the transformative potential of this inquiry-based practice. And finally, the lack of a scholarship of teacher education, whereby teacher educators work in communities of practice to study and improve their practices, may disempower them as agents of change in academic settings, where teacher education still tends to rely on a positivist epistemology based on technical rationality rather than on a social contributivist view. So there are some principles that are guiding the practicum in my university and in this dimension of integrating research into practice. One is the adequacy to the context of practice, the practice-oriented project, it has to be a solid ethical and conceptual framework for the intervention project during practicum. Research needs to support pedagogy. The pedagogical intervention in school needs to be supported by research, a research project. Usually it's an action research project. And, of course, there is the potential of practicum as a space for professional learning. So there has been a recent study in my university about these reports on the pedagogical intervention. And we can see that there is the relevance of research in developing pedagogical practice focused on the quality of teaching and learning, but it is possible to identify the coexistence of different modes of articulating research and teaching because, of course, there are different supervisors, different cooperating teachers, different views, and, of course, there are different views of looking at research in practical. So with diverse views of teacher education and the role of the research in practicum. The exploration of diverse approaches framed in current and updated views of education within the democratic perspective and being change-oriented. The mobilization of different kinds of knowledge, articulation of pedagogical research purpose and practice and so on. So there are some positive features in this new model. But there are also some shortcomings. One is related to the poor articulation between practicum, seminars, and pedagogical practice. So more needs to be done in terms of integrating, make it more explicit, integration between the components of the practicum and the real intervention of student teachers in school. Another one is the time, of course, because students do not claim that they don't have enough time to develop that pedagogical project because it's more condensed. Of course, the conditions for developing the project, and some of them also talk about the lack of support and guidance. So we can see there are two approaches to research in this context. One is implementing a particular teaching approach documented in specialized literature, for instance, in science education, through pre-tests and post-tests, whereby student teachers more or less faithfully follow teaching scripts based on methods that allegedly have been shown to promote student learning. But there is another view, according to Zagner and Conklin, implementing action research or intervention whose impact is assessed, aimed mostly at developing teachers' abilities to make decisions about methods to use with a particular decisions at a particular time. So this is the approach that we would like to foster, but it takes time. So what I would like to say is that we have been trying to manage different and sometimes contradictory logics associated with national regulations, because we have a very bureaucratic and centralized system, so we need to comply with regulations and institutional constraints and also the contextual possibilities. So what I would like to say is that as teacher educators, I have 3 minutes, we have managed to form a kind of study group in order to analyze our practices, and this kind of structure has been institutionalized in 2013. It started as an informal group of reflection of our practice as teacher educators, but now it's institutionalized. So this the emergence of an inquiry-based culture in the practice is both innovative, or in our case, but also controversial, incorporating tensions related to visions of teacher education as well as incoherences between culture, rhetoric, and implementation. So this is the final one, and I would like to stress some issues, especially in regard to the different orientation or different views of research as a key element in initial teacher education. And finally, I think that combining teaching and research and promoting teaching's practice as a space of transformation rather than a process of adaptation or of application of theory may well represent a move forward, a more consistent, coherent and solid practicum, along with the more explicit connections that need to be made with the other teacher education curriculum components. So teacher education needs therefore to focus on what it means to be a teacher. So I think there is a need to foster the ethical, cultural, and social dimension in teacher education. And if it is seen to be a seriously seeking to make a difference to the lens of teachers as professionals, with teacher education as a space of transformation. Thank you very much.